Well, today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has released their latest crop production estimates for the United States and also the world supply and demand estimate. We're joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, any big news in this report?
Leslie, there really was no big news. There was no big surprises. In a nutshell, you can say the wheat and the soybeans had a neutral report and the corn slightly friendly. The friendly part about corn is we saw the production and yield come in less than it was in October. That's kind of a surprise, as we all thought we would see it larger. But when you really get looking at it, it's still not an overly friendly situation. Corn production estimated at 14.407 billion bushels. Last month it was 14.475 billion. The yield, 173.4. Last month it was 174.2. Now, the negative thing for both corn and soybeans is we did not see any changes in the acreage. So we did not see reductions out there in the acreage. It could have been price positive. We're still looking at the production of the corn at 14.407 billion, a record production out there. So it's not like we're looking at any problems of not having enough corn. We're still looking at a large crop. Now, the soybeans, they did come in larger than last month. Production, 3.958 billion. Last month was 3.927 billion. The yield, 47.5 bushels per acre. Last month was 47.1. We're still looking at record production in the soybeans here in the U.S., and we are seeing this crop continuing to get larger out there. Now, the ending stock saw the corn still above 2 billion. That's still price negative there, 2.008 billion bushels. Last month was 2.081 billion. So we did see a drop in the ending stocks, mainly because we saw a drop in the production. Now, it still gives us the highest ending stocks we have seen in the past 10 years. So record production, still large ending stocks, not exactly a price positive situation for the corn. Soybeans came in at 450 million bushels on the ending stocks. That equals what we saw last month. But that is more than what we thought we was going to see considering the trade estimates. Now, even with this unchanged in the ending stocks, it still gives us the largest ending stocks in the U.S. of the past 8 years. So we're still seeing a growing situation there in the soybeans as far as our U.S. ending stocks. Now, the wheat, we saw its ending stocks come in 10 million less than what we saw last month at 644 million. This is because we saw a revisiting of the survey of the September small grains report in some of the northern states where hard red spring wheat is raised and where they also have durum wheat, and they saw some lower yields up there, some less acreage up there, and they ended up subtracting 10 million bushels away from the total production. So that helped pull the ending stocks down there. Now, when you look at this at a broader picture in the world market, we saw our world corn stocks come in almost a million metric tons more than what we did last month, which makes it the highest that we've had in the last 15 years in the world corn stocks. We also saw in the corn production that China dropped theirs by 3 million metric tons from last month, but the EU raised theirs by 2 million metric tons. Soybean stocks, they came in just slightly lower than last month, but they are still at a record high level. We're still looking at anticipation of record crops being produced in South America once again, even though they are just in the planting stage of planting down there right now. The wheat stocks came in slightly above last month's number, and it's the highest world wheat stocks we have seen in the last 3 years. We saw the Australian crop lowered by 1 million metric tons, but we saw the EU crop increase by almost 1.5 million metric tons. Well, in a nutshell, that's pretty much what we've got there, Leslie. So now the market's going to have to wait patiently for about 2 months because we do have a December report, but there's just little tweaking of the numbers, no change in production that come out in December. So we're going to have to wait now till the 12th of January when we see the final production numbers. We also will see our quarterly grain stock numbers, and we will see the first for the year of our winter wheat planting estimate from the USDA.
Out of the WASDE report, you mentioned China changing their corn production. How much will that maybe change U.S. exports maybe to China?
Well, and that that's a tough question to answer because it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to need more corn. And the other thing that could make it tough is, as long as our U.S. dollar keeps going up in value, that makes our exports more expensive. So that might kind of curb them just a little bit there, too. But the other thing I will say is, be very careful about believing the numbers that we get out of China, because sometimes it's to their benefit, not ours, the numbers that we see put out.
Okay. So going forward, again, big report coming up. You said January. What do we do? What will they be trading on between now and then?
Well, there won't be a whole lot of anything as far as major reports coming out. They're just going to be looking for any kind of fresh news, whether it's a dollar just keeps going up, whether we find some more exports, whether we start seeing some cancellations. We'll be watching everything in the southern hemisphere as far as the planting of the soybean crop in South America and how the Australian wheat harvest will be coming too.
Well, we've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. We recap November's USDA crop production estimate report and the world supply and demand estimate. Bringing you coverage on the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.